by Michelle Longtime for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, March 18, 2024. Asian markets traded up on Monday on this busy week of central bank bonanza, with central banks from Japan to the U.S. to Europe announcing rate decisions, directing market sentiment in the short term. The MSCI Asia-Pac Index up as Japanese stocks outperformed, Nikkei 225 climbing the most in a month as bets mounted that the Bank of Japan will end the world's last negative rate policy on Tuesday. While the Federal Reserve, which meets on Wednesday, is expected to stay on hold and start cutting by July. Here at home, the PSE Index gained 0.5% to close at 68.53.
We managed to stage a technical rebound. The index seems to be trading within a very narrow range right now, between 6,800 to around 7,000. So I think it was just a rebound following the recent sell-off that we experienced late last week. Right now, the bias of the market would be dictated by what the Fed has to say on the Fed FOMC meeting this coming Thursday. It's already a given that the Fed would most likely do nothing. No? In other words, maintain the benchmark rate as it is right now.
When you start making the cuts, investors, at least from the local setting or maybe from the global setting, will start saying, okay, now I can actually start rebalancing. I have a portfolio that's heavy in fixed income, heavy in bonds. Once cuts start to happen, these bonds will appreciate. I can probably start moving some funds now into equities. You will probably, in my opinion, you will probably see some funds flow into the equities market. And from the issuer standpoint, these cuts also give you an indication. Okay, cuts are happening. I can probably borrow cheaper prices. I am assuming that the first cuts happen probably by the second half of the year. Maybe I am assuming a June, July cut. That's when it starts to happen. I think these will be done on a programmed, controlled basis, you know, just to test the waters, to see if what happens to inflation. I think the central bank has shown that they are like that. More often than not, they do not take drastic action.
In corporate stories, fixed broadband operator Converge ICT posts a 22% growth in 2023 net income after tax to 9.1 billion pesos as residential revenues grew, net additional subscribers are up 35%, while enterprise revenues jumped 20% to 5.1 billion. The company ended 2023 with a total of 2.128 million subscribers. Still in the earnings stream, Global Fair and Nickel reports 2023 full-year top line jumped 31% to 8.8 billion pesos, largely driven by the higher volume of full-year operations and medium-grade ores from its Palawan mine. These offset the lower volumes at the Surigao mine, weighed down by weather, as well as the weaker prices for low-grade ores amid expanded output from mines in Indonesia. Although overall net income attributable to parent is still down 20% to 1.5 billion pesos due to a high base from the previous year, that had come from a settlement received by a subsidiary. Minus that, net income would have gone up 3%. In other news, construction firm EEI Corporation has approved the incorporation of a new wholly owned subsidiary and the subscription to 500 million pesos in shares. The new unit is intended to acquire and hold interests in various potential businesses. Meanwhile, BPI is arranging a series of fixed income investor meetings starting today, March 18th, for the offering of U.S. dollar-denominated senior unsecured debt securities subject to market conditions. The notes are expected to be rated Baa2 by Moody's, and when issued, will constitute a drawdown under BPI's medium-term note program. And Aboitiz Equity Ventures confirms it is more than doubling its capex this year to 153 billion pesos from last year's 65. Out of the increase, 73 billion will be allocated to Aboitiz Power, 44 for AEV's strategic investments in high-growth sectors, while each of its banking, real estate, and food strategic business units gets 3 billion. And finally, gaming and tech firm DFNN is incorporating a joint venture company with Spain's Consulting Informatico de Cantabria, or CIC, that would allow the engineering and IT project development company to expand its operations and support the Philippines and other Asian countries. CIC offers turnkey projects from software development to IT integration to cybersecurity. Its partners include tech giants such as Microsoft, Apple, Oracle, Dell, and Amazon. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.